Chapter 18. Space, Time, Person. Spatial deixis, coming and going. Inclusive and exclusive we. Aspects of facing. Temporal deixis, calendrical deixis, personal deixis. Time and space lexicon. Day 86. Coming and going.
Marta, I've been thinking again about some stuff that you brought up here quite a while ago.
And what would that be?
Oh, the use of here and there. Also the verbs come and go. Maybe even the verbs bring and take.
Well, there's always much more that we can say about them, Patrick, so?
I was over at my friend Herb's apartment yesterday, and we were talking about maybe having a New Year's Eve party. My place is kind of small, so I was wondering where we could have it, where we could go. Then he says, why can't they go here?
And?
Go here? It should be come here, shouldn't it? I mean, we were at Herb's place when he said that.
Right on, Patrick. And if you're still at Herb's, but you happen to remind him that your place is larger, then he might say, why can't we...
Why can't we go there? Not come there.
Yes, but now what if you're not at Herb's? Let's say he's home, but you're talking with him about that party by phone from your home.
Ah, then he could say, why can't we come there? Meaning, why can't we come to where you are now? My place. I guess we don't think about all this when we're actually talking, and yet when you try to analyze, it comes out looking a bit tricky.
Okay, so you're talking to Herb and you say, can we come to your place? Does it matter whether you're on the phone with him or you're both somewhere else, like on the street?
Could be either one.
Then who does we refer to in these two cases?
Refer to? Obviously Herb and me.
What? You're asking Herb on the phone if you and Herb can come to Herb's place?
Wait a minute, Marta. No. If Herb and I are on the street and I say, can we come to your place? Then we refers to Herb and me.
And if it's, can we come to your place, but you're on the phone with him?
Oh, then we can't include Herb. Has to refer to me and some other person or persons.
So, Patrick, what does this tell you about this personal pronoun we?
That there are two we's?
That we can be...
Ambiguous.
Yes. When we includes both the speaker and the person spoken to, we call it inclusive we. But if we does not include the person spoken to, then...
Exclusive we.
We are on a roll. Start out with the verbs come and go, and we wind up with the ambiguity of the personal pronoun we. How about that?